morning. It's a real dragon, bro. This is not fake footage.
I'm telling you.
Some people need a swift kick in the ass.
What, do you got a dragon video pull up?
God, it's just on Facebook, of course. Someone shows it, and then there's a close-up video of the dragon.
The dead dragon.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, look at it. Oh.
That's sketchy, man.
Oh, shut up.
That's sketchy.
So real, bro. So real. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. So, Sunday, we were out. Mm. We spent some time on the boat, me,
good
you,
time.
And the missus and Moscow.
All right.
Tagging along.
The well, fifth wheel.
Afterwards, we went out and grabbed a bite. And you, just at the end of the night, asked your lovely wife if you could split the check.
Hey, you want to split this? No, she's trying to stiff me with the bill, man. I get it. I'm the guy. I'm supposed to pay. What are you supposed to pay every time?
This is 2018. We got women yelling at us for holding doors open for them.
You know?
So, no. Now, here's the thing. Kiki and I have a joint account.
Mm-hmm.
Half of our money goes to our own accounts. Half goes to the joint. The joint we use for, like, bills and the mortgage. And if we go out, that's usually what it comes from. Then we have our own fund money that we can do stuff with.
See, with that, you just saved the argument.
And you do. You do. But there are times, though, where, because I put a little bit more in, and maybe we use the joint account a little bit more. And there's times where I'm like, hey, maybe we can use your account because you put more into that account.
Why don't you tip a little bit more into that joint account?
Again, that doesn't happen very often, but there's times where it's like, well, come on. I know we went through your money that went into the joint account already. That's gone. And I got fun stuff I want to buy.
Well, here's the thing, too, man. We had, like, appetizers, but it was pretty much just drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I think my bill was, like, $75 or something. I'm like, eh, come on. Chip in a little bit.
So now what you can do is get a joint account. That can help alleviate that.
Uh-huh.
But the question is, was it wrong of you to ask to split the bill?
Was it wrong of me to ask?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you're on my side.
Because it's a fair, now granted, all of your money is the same, but why not just split the bill and you both go about your merry ways?
You know, what's funny is, yeah, you're on my side, but that night when I look over, and you weren't, but it's like all the girls looked at me.
Oh,
like,
God.
Really? Are you serious?
I can't believe it.
Oh, my God.
But.
I'm like, come on.
These are strong, independent women. What? You can't afford your own drinks?
All right, exactly.
Why is it on you?
Because we were with a group of people and it just looks good. It's about status.
And see, that is a funny thing. You know, we talk about where we're at in this day and age and how, you know, equal rights for women. And I'm not saying that shouldn't be, but we still have these old world mentalities where it's like, oh, no, the man's supposed to pay, pull out her chair. And I'm not saying don't be a gentleman.
Like, do you open the door for her, like the car door?
And not every time.
Not every time, but sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. If I'm on that side of the car, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to walk. Come on.
You got hands.
Come on. You got hands.
You can do
for
it.
For God's sakes. You know, I'll hold the door for you.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? She'll go ahead of me sometimes and grab the door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. So what we got to figure out is, was it wrong of you to ask to split the check with your wife?
Am I in the wrong here?
925-WIRX, 925-9479. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think so. I think it was a perfectly valid question.
It was.
And you know what? Next time I go out with Kiki, I'm asking her to split the bill.
You know what she did, too? Is when I asked her, she got all salty. Because she was with Kiki and two other girls. She got salty and ordered another drink. Boom! He busted out $77. How's that?
Add it. Put it on the tab. Son of a bitch. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning.
7:49, talking about,
you know what, this is a split show.
You know what, it's, even though my name's first, we still do 50% of the work. That's not true, you do like 35%.
Hey, that's fine. I get paid for 35%.
Oh, look who was able to come in early on this topic. Hey, Kiki.
Listening. Yeah. Okay, first of all,
you're on guest two. You're using the wrong mic, you dummy.
Why are there so many mics in here?
Yeah, this is why you need to pay for half.
Musical mics.
Big old swinging mics.
All right, so let's hear your professional opinion on this.
First of all, we do have a joint account.
We do,
and that
yes.
has solved all issues. So that's my only advice.
It has, huh? Because I still hear a little bird chirping every once in a while about the money I spent. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, I don't want to know what money you spend on all your fishing poles and stuff. The only thing that I really have to say about it is that make sure that you're treating her.
Okay, treating her. But
every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, every once in a while.
There's nothing wrong with splitting the checks. And
then what was the big deal on that day then?
Yeah,
has he not treated her in a while?
Have you not paid for dinner out in a while?
I think we pretty much, it goes like back and forth.
Back and forth.
Like she'll get lunch and I'll do the dinner and vice versa.
It was three hens sitting together at a bar stool
exactly
drinking
what
booze. And they all got their feathers all tucked up.
I was just asking because I'm trying to figure it out too.
I understand that. And that's where I'm at is right now, luckily the joint account does help with that and we can go back and forth.
But I don't think there's an issue with splitting things.
No.
But if you, but
tell you what, lady, from here on out, we're splitting the bill.
That's fine. I would rather not split it. I would rather just pay it out of my account because I think that's more of a hassle.
Yeah.
But just every once in a while, someone can treat someone like if I feel like we've been paying a lot of stuff out of the joint account and we go out to like home projects, we go out that night, I will use my personal bank card to like get dinner.
Yeah.
You know, things like that, just to kind of give that a little breather, that account a little breather. And I'll use my own money.
Is there a, like, so if it's like a dinner, so if we're doing like a 2 for $25 or whatever those things are, that's fine, you know? Somebody can vouch and pay for that. That's easy to pay for.
Yeah.
But if it's a $77 tab for drinks and we're there for like just an hour and a half, come on, chip in a little bit.
Give me half,
you know?
Give me half.
How many rounds of golf you can give?
We did rack up our tabs out of nowhere.
It's
because we were so hungry.
I didn't get to split.
I think that if I saw
the splitting in our account.
If I saw the bill and she and the bartender handed it to her, and I peeked over and I was like, oh, $77. I should probably chip in a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I think I would.
Yeah. I'll cover tip.
You know, instead of you asked to split. I like shut the bar down that night. Everybody was pissed.
It did kill the vibe. Not going to lie.
God. Way to go, Hunter.
You killed the
vibe,
Hunter.
You're ruining everything.
All right. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Was Hunter wrong? I don't know. Kiki really didn't help out in this scenario. We're going to find out more in a little bit.
Rock 107 WIRX. Hotline to self-destruct. Everything that rocks.
Hunter, you ass.
I'm broke, man. I'm broke as a dope.
So we're talking about this. Who should pay? Hunter got into a little.
There we go. You hear that?
Ding, ding, ding.
My phone's going nuts.
I'm so happy it's not me this time.
Discussing our life on the radio.
How dare you?
It's part of my job.
Usually, I've learned it takes the women about 3 days to get over it when you talk about them on air. That's Kiki's general rule of thumb. 3 days after
three days.
That. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. If you missed anything, so we were out. Just having some drinks, me, you, and the missus, and our buddies, you asked to split the check at the end of the night.
How do drink bills add up so quickly?
It's amazing. It is amazing. Yeah, I know. You tell me to drink 8 glasses of water a day, it sounds horrible, but I can put down 8 beers and 7 shots in a matter of hours. Let's take a quick phone call here. WIRX, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Larry.
What's up, Larry?
Man, I'm telling you, BK, not a whole lot. How you doing? The man should always pay.
No, come on, Larry, don't give me that crap. Come on, no.
I'm telling you, it's the right thing to do.
But why is it the right thing to do?
Why, pay every single time?
Yes.
Well, why?
Because it's proper.
It's the right thing to do. Who set that rule up?
Take care of your woman or your date. You don't make them pay.
What, and she's not supposed to take care of me?
Yeah, what are
you? Actually, they do.
Women just coasting through life.
But then the argument could become it could come to the fact that if she's supposed to take care of me sexually, well, how is that fair on her end? So she's always got to do that. She's going to complain about that.
She's not going to do it all the time.
So she's not going to do it all the time. But you got to pay every time.
Yeah.
That is some double standard BS, man.
No, it's not. You already made Kiki out to be a prostitute.
Well, she is. Let's be fair. Let's be fair. She is. She's hookerish. I'm just saying that's a double standard that causes now an argument that doesn't need to happen.
Well, there should be an argument anyway. You just pay it.
Oh, Larry, you got your head so far up your tuchus right now.
Hey, Larry, Larry's taking us out to lunch.
Yeah, Larry. All right, Larry, you take us gals out for lunch and you can pay, all right?
Not a problem.
All right,
buddy. If I invite you guys out, I'll buy.
Thanks for the call, man.
All right, later.
Larry's just trying to score some brownie points with the ladies. That's all he's doing.
Larry hasn't been laid in a while.
He's kissing ass is what he's doing. All right. I don't know if we'll ever have an answer to this.
Yeah.
It's one of those, you know.
You know, another thing, too, is like when you leave a bar and you have like a $90 drink tab.
Sucks.
You're like, they never buzzed.
No.
You leave with just like a tiny little buzz, you know? Yeah.
Your ears are still ringing, though, from, you know, the right. wife yelling at you. That's different, though. All right. Well, Hunter's still in the doghouse.
Oh, great.
It's a little chilly out there tonight, buddy. Rock 10.